But what interested Dorothy was the big throne of green marble that stood in the middle of the room. It was shaped like a chair and sparkled with gems, as did everything else. In the center of the chair was an enormous head without a body to support it or any arms or legs, whatever. There was no hair upon this head, but it had eyes and a nose and mouth and was much bigger than the head of the biggest giant. As Dorothy gazed upon this in wonder and fear, the eyes turned slowly and looked at her sharply and steadily. Then the mouth moved, and Dorothy heard a voice say,
"I am Oz, the great and terrible. Who are you, and why do you seek me?"
It was not such an awful voice as she had expected to come from the big head, so she took courage and answered,
I am Dorothy, the small and meek. I have come to you for help."
The eyes looked at her thoughtfully for a full minute. Then said the voice,
"Where did you get the silver shoes?"
"I got them from the Wicked Witch of the East, when my house fell on her and killed her,"
she replied.
"Where did you get the mark upon your forehead?"
continued the voice.
"That is where the Good Witch of the North kissed me when she bade me goodbye and sent me to you,"
said the girl.